Eleanor Ostrom was a political scientist, but she won the 2009 Nobel Prize in Economics. We were very sorry to hear of her passing in the summer of 2012. She had visited George Mason University numerous times, and she was an extremely gracious person. Much of her career she spent at Indiana University. Her work starts by addressing a well-known economic problem called tragedy of the commons. When a common pool resource is generally owned or available for use to an entire community, it's a problem that individuals overuse that resource. They may pull out too many fish from the lake, they may hunt too many deer, they may pump too much water out of the ground, and in all these cases there's a potential institutional failure. The general problem is a lack of property rights. So if there's some water under the ground in the form of an aquifer and no one owns that water, you as a user know that if you pull that water out of the ground, well, you're not taking it away from your own property at all, so you might as well use as much as you can as quickly as possible. Ostrom's key insight is to point out that very often these tragedy of the commons problems can be solved, and especially they can be solved by small groups, and they can be solved by informal norms, even when formal property rights are absent. Ostrom has laid out some of the techniques used to solve these common pool problems, and three of these are as follows. First, small groups can use clearly defined boundaries and exclude external parties from drawing upon the resource. Second, small groups can have rules regarding how to appropriate the resource and how to adapt that appropriation to local conditions. Third, there can be within the small groups collective choice arrangements that allow most resource appropriators to participate in the decision-making process. In other words, a kind of informal governance can arise, and you can think of Ostrom's work as really being about the power of the local. Some further principles for governing common pool resources are effective monitoring by monitors who are accountable to the resource appropriators, a scale of graduated sanctions for resource appropriators who violate community rules, and mechanisms of conflict resolution that are cheap and easy to access. All of these institutions can help prevent overuse of the common pool resource, and Ostrom has shown this both theoretically and with a lot of empirical case studies. Ostrom has studied a great number of common resource pool problems, but some of her most important work, often with co-authors, has come in Nepal. In particular, there she studied farmer irrigation. She and her co-authors gathered data on a large number of local farmer irrigation projects. They found that overall the local projects were better able to build, maintain, and use irrigation systems. The times when a distant or large bureaucracy would come in and impose some kind of external rule on the irrigation, in those cases then the local norms would weaken and generally agricultural productivity would fall. Ostrom and her co-workers showed that in the cases where these farmer irrigation systems were successful at the local level, they were based on exactly the kinds of informal norms which her theory had helped us analyze. For people who work on local environmental economics, in particular local public goods, such as fisheries or mountain commons or grazing or water aquifers, the work of Eleanor Ostrom is a fundamental starting point for analysis. If you'd like to follow up on her work, you can just Google her name or enter it into scholar.google.com.